in the air shouting out, tonight, tonight. And you're chewing your lipstick sticky on the bed post of the night. Does it go all hard, fall on the floor and look a nasty sight? Can you bend it like a fish hook just in case you get a bite? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bed post of the night?
Oi!
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government's Space Weather Services, that's the Ionospheric Prediction Service, indicates that solar activity has now dropped to a very low level, the lowest that's been observed in several months. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 84.84, and the daily smooth sunspot number has dropped to 26.26. And further information from Space Weather Services advises that those figures are expected to decrease even further in the days ahead, with the solar radio flux falling to 78, that's 7.8, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number dropping to 17.17. Now those figures are of course extremely low, and it seems as though they're going to remain low for some considerable time. It means that high frequency propagation on long haul paths, on darkness or semi-darkness paths, that's over long distances worldwide, on frequencies above about 14 megahertz, will be unsatisfactory and unreliable. But frequencies on daylight paths on 14 megahertz or above will be much better. We're currently in solar cycle number 24. This cycle is not expected to end until sometime around mid-2017. So the present perturbations and unreliability of long-distance propagation on high frequency will continue until the new cycle starts. Now, we have some propagation and monitoring news. Notable frequency occupancies made here in Melbourne recently at a relatively noise-free location in the large Westerfolds Park in Templestowe in Melbourne's outer east shows between 0400 and 0430, that's mid-afternoon here, very good reception in the 25 metre band, 11 megahertz band. The receiver was the Eaton little portable receiver using a collapsible titanium monopole antenna. And this is the summary of most of the key occupancies in that timescale. 11640, Radio Taiwan International in Chinese. 11645, the next frequency, the Voice of Greece, broadcasting in Greek, very strong signals. Iran, two frequencies for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 11660 in Arabic and 11925 in Turkish. All India Radio on 11670 with Arabic and Voice of Korea in English from Pyongyang on 11735 in English. 11750, the Voice of America from the Wolferton, England relay station with its transmissions in Hausa to Africa. And 11775, China Radio International from the CERIC relay station in Albania in Arabic. Radio National Brazil, the high-powered station there with its domestic programming, good signals on 11780. And 11790, Radio Romania International in French. And on the next channel, 11800, China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese. And 11820, Deutsche Welle from the Talata relay station in Madagascar, broadcasting in English. And 11860, the station known as Radio Sana, or some may call it Radio Sana, broadcasting via transmitting relay facilities in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia in Arabic. It actually carries the television audio, or the audio from the main television network from Radio Sana in Yemen. And 11935, China Radio National Network 5 in Chinese. 11955, Adventist World Radio from Moosebridge Relay Station in Austria, in Hausa. And 11970, NHK Radio Japan from the relay station in at Issoudun in France, broadcasting in English to Europe and Africa and the Middle East. And finally, 11980, the voice of Turkey in Turkish. Quite good reception during our Melbourne mid-afternoon period, reception period, between 0400 and 0430, and those signals were made using the small Eaton communications receiver and a collapsible titanium monopole antenna. Korean Broadcasting System World Radio plans test transmissions to India and Africa during October. Station will carry out test transmissions from October 3 to 8. This is ahead of the B16 shortwave frequency adjustment. Station welcomes feedback on reception of these frequencies so that they can more easily identify the final frequencies for the use in the new transmission season. The transmissions include 1400 to 1500 on 9595, 9965 and 7215 to India, 2300 to midnight on 9570, 9710 and 11615 to Africa. The program from 1400 to 1500 will be on the air on October 3, 4 and 5, and the program from 2300 to midnight will be on air on October 6, 7 and 8. So, interesting signals there, we expect, from Korean Broadcasting System. And those frequencies, it is understood, are from overseas relays. The next international shortwave transmitting season is to be known, or will be known, as the B16 schedule. It starts on the last weekend of October. It's coming up soon. In the meantime, registrations continue for the current season, that's the A16 season, and I'd like to share with you some registrations or some allocations in the 13 metre band for this transmission season, that's the current transmission season. And this is from the High Frequency Coordination Committee database. 21455, 1000 to 1100 from Tinian. That's the USA relay station the IBB, and programs to Asia. 2140 1300 to 1600 from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic. 2140 1130 to 1500 from Dubai in the UAE, broadcasting in various languages to Africa, and that's from the BBC. 2140 1100 to 1115 from Madagascar, and that's from one of the private broken stations there broadcasting to Africa. 2140 1800 to 1200 Riyadh in Saudi Arabia in Arabic. 2150 0530 to 0600 station at Tigrinya, the transmitting station at Tigrinya, that's Radio Romania International, broadcasting English to Australia. And 21505 1200 to 1500 from Iran, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and programs in Arabic. 21525 0820 to 0920 from Iran, broadcasting in African languages. 21540 0945 to 1730 broadcasting from Kuwait, relay station there broadcasting in Arabic. 21570 0700 to 1030 the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria de Galleria, broadcasting in French to Africa and the Middle East. And 21580 0700 to 0800 Radio France International, broadcasting in French to Africa from the Issedan transmitting site. 21600 0300 to 0400 Philippines from Tanang, that's the IBB station broadcasting to Asia. That's 0300 to 0400 And 21600 again 1200 to 1400 from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic to the Middle East. And 21670 0800 to 1000 from Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in French. That's the international service, broadcasting to Africa and the Middle East. The same frequency, 0900 to 1200 this time from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Indonesian. So those are a few frequencies. The allocations node known in the database of the High Frequency Coordination Committee, which is currently developing its definitive schedule for the new transmission season beginning at the end of October.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.